Welcome back to Earth Matters. This is Allison Civic, Director of Gila Resources Information Project, and I'm your host for today's program. My guest today is former New Mexico Interstate Stream Commission Director and President of the Middle Rio Grande Water Advocates, Norm Gahm. And we've been talking about water planning in New Mexico in response to climate change. And Norm, now it's time for our new lightning round segment. We've got a series of questions that we have been asking all of our guests. So let's kick off here with the first one. It'll be fun. So, and really, it's a lightning round. So short responses. What climate-related book have you read recently that you wish everyone would read?
I'm not sure I can identify a book like that. The last climate-related book I read was The End of Ice. I thought it was an excellent book, but it was such a downer. I think we have to remain and act as if we were optimistic and can achieve the best. What I would recommend people read is the Water Task Force report. If it doesn't put you to sleep, I think you'll find it very educational.
I agree. I think that's a good recommendation. So the next question, are there any films about environmental and or conservation issues that you want people to see?
You know, you're going to make me describe myself as kind of a stick in the mud on water, a single focus guy. The films I would like everybody to see are the clips of the scientists who were on the team that prepared the leap ahead analysis, the report called Climate Change in New Mexico Over the Next 50 Years, Impacts on Water Resources. The report is pretty dense, but the videos, which are on YouTube, are very informative and easy to listen to. So I'd recommend you access those. Those are available on the Interstate Stream Commission website. And I'll make sure there are links on the Middle Rio Grande Water Advocates website to those as well. Good question. Great.
Yeah. And we'll have them on our website as well, the Earth Matters page on Gila Members Community Radio. So Norm, what issues keep you awake at night? This is a hard one for me.
Actually, it's not. I sleep pretty well.
That's great. That's great. I'm glad to hear that. I wish I was in that category. So what about what environmental conservation superpower would you most like to have?
Conservation or environmental superpower? Well, I guess if I had superpower, I guess this is a realistic superpower, right? Dealing with the situation we have today.
That sounds great.
I guess that I would cause the advocates for changing our ways to provide resilience in the face of climate change. I wish those advocates would persuade the people who think we can keep on doing what we've been doing and, you know, for our cultures and the things we value to survive.
Yes, absolutely. So if you were in charge of the world, what one thing would you do today?
Well, if I were in charge of the world, I wouldn't have to limit it to one thing. I would stop the Russian-Ukrainian war. And I would, if I were in charge of the world, this would be a real superpower. If I were in charge of the universe, I would do one of those time travel things where everybody would be taken into the future to see what our climate change future would look like if we didn't adapt. These would be people from the 50s, and then take those people from the 50s back to the present so that they would put us on a different path.
Yeah, that's an interesting idea, especially with the release of more documents from Exxon, and we see that back then they had the science and knowledge to know that fossil fuels were going to change our climate, and they didn't do anything about it.
They ignored it deliberately, and they're doing their very best to keep it up.
Yeah, for sure. So what is the one thing you're deeply grateful for right now?
I'm deeply grateful for my friends and family. I'm old. I'm grateful to have been able to make a difference in my life in New Mexico. I'm deeply, deeply grateful to have been part of a team that that protected the Gila River successfully.
Yes, I would agree with that one. And finally, Norm, what motivates you to do this work, this super important water work?
Well, I think what motivates me is that I've learned I can make a difference, and differences need to be made. And I feel like I would be shirking some sort of personal and professional responsibility that I have to discontinue.
Yes. Wow. That was a great lightning round, Norm. This has really been a wonderful conversation, and I'm so glad to have you back here on Earth Matters. So thank you for joining me.
You're most welcome.
All right. So we will have links to more information on the 50-year water planning project in New Mexico and a recording of today's show and past programs available on the Earth Matters page at gmcr.org. Thank you to our audio engineer, Marcus Hansen, and Neon Beach for our theme music. We hope you'll come back for the next edition of Earth Matters here on Gila Members Community Radio, 89.1 FM Silver City, and KTAL LP 101.5 FM Las Cruces.